She drove our car to work. She did not put water in the radiator.
A lone vehicle goes to pot.
Come to find out, she got high at work. That's the reason why the car did break down.
You don't know that at all.
But what does he really know?
I went and picked him up that night. And he was in the car when the car broke down and when it was overheated. He asked me to come and pick him up.
That's a lie.
And that's what I did.
Did the car break down when you were in it?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
22-year-old Ashley Shapea is suing her former roommates, 21-year-old Alyssa Miller and her husband David, for the return of property left behind when she moved out.
Now, that's case number 42 on the calendar, the matter of Shapea versus Miller. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat.
Thank you, Bert. All right, this is some convoluted case. I'm going to try to keep it to its most simplistic elements. You lived with them for a while.
Yes, ma'am.
You're married.
Yes,
ma'am.
And you moved out, and you claim that they have some of your property.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't seem to deny that they have your property. They say it was sort of abandoned because you left it there. You came and took everything that you wanted, and this sort of leftovers. They say that you were using one of their cars and you were supposed to keep it in good condition. You didn't keep it in good condition because you didn't put, I don't know, water in the radiator or something. So they have a counterclaim for damage to their car. Is that about what this ridiculous case is about?
Yes, Your Honor.
Perfect. What property do you claim you left behind when you moved out?
My TV, all my DVDs.
TV, just a second. Tell me about the size of the TV.
It's about a 42-inch. It's a box TV. It's one of the old ones. Before all the flat screens came out, it's a box one. It's really heavy. It's about this
Why didn't
size.
You take it with you?
Because I didn't have the proper vehicle, and they didn't have a TV at the time, and I told them they could use it. They could borrow my DVD player, my VHS player, and all that, since they didn't have a TV. And we agreed that they could borrow it. And all my other stuff that I left over there.
Just a second, not all your other stuff. So we have a big old box TV.
Yes, ma'am.
That probably is worth a couple of dollars now.
Yeah.
Right? What else?
My nightstand.
Nightstand. Why didn't you take that with you?
The transportation.
So that was your problem.
Yes,
they had a nightstand, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. Nightstand. What else?
My DVD stand that has all my DVDs on it. My dresser.
Why did you leave the dresser?
The transportation.
How long did you leave this stuff before you asked for it back?
It was a month.
When did you move out?
I moved out mid...
When did she move out?
Beginning of November is when she actually was no longer living there.
November?
About November 1st, right in the beginning, like the first week.
She paid November's rent and we didn't see her until she came to get her stuff.
So she paid November's rent so that she's good as gold through November?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And when did she first ask you for any of the other stuff that she had left there?
Mid-December.
In December?
In December.
About December 15th.
So she was sort of 2 weeks late
in
asking you for the stuff back because she had already been paid through November.
Correct.
Where's her stuff now?
It is still at her residence.
Good. She's going to come and get it within 5 days with a marshal.
There's some stuff at our house still. There is some of it that was disposed that was taking up a major part of our living room.
Tell me what was disposed of.
There was boxes of just miscellaneous stuff, trash, boxes of trash that my kids were digging.
Boxes of trash in cardboard boxes.
Ripped open cardboard boxes.
But that's what you disposed of.
Yes, Your Honor.
Good. Okay. What else did you dispose of?
There was a broken glass top to her nightstand that was sitting in my living room.
Okay. And you disposed of that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Glass top. What else?
I think that's it, Your Honor.
Great. So she's going to come and pick up the rest of her stuff within 5 days with a marshal.
Well, the problem
now we're going to get to your car.
We can't give her back her stuff.
You're going to give her back her stuff. She's coming to get it with a Marshall.
The only reason we have kept her stuff was because of the countersuit.
Listen to me. She is coming to get her stuff with a Marshall. Is there any word that I just said that you didn't understand? I'm going to prepare that order. They're going to bust down your door, make a big mess. Unless you just voluntarily turn over the stuff that will be listed in the order, which includes her nightstand, her TV, DVDs, and the DVD holder, as well as a dresser. Now, the top isn't there for her nightstand. You disposed of it. Fine. You told me what you disposed of. They disposed of your boxes, and what I just listed, you could pick up.
Yes.
Because I'm a nice person. Because you left your stuff there beyond the time you paid rent. Do we understand
yes,
each other? Great.
I have a criminal trespassing thing. If I'm with the marshal, will that be okay?
You can send somebody else with the marshal to pick up your TV, DVDs, DVD stand, dresser, and TV.
Yes.
Now, you borrowed their car?
Just to drive to work.
I don't care whether it was to drive to work or it was to...
I did use their car, yes.
Good. And now I'm going to hear your counterclaim.
When we originally moved into the house, we made an agreement on the car.
Just listen to me. I want you to tell me what happened with the car.
Yes, ma'am.
She drove our car to work. She did not put water in the radiator. Come to find out, she got high at work. That's the reason why the car did break down on the side of the road.
You don't know that at all.
Yes, I do. My witness here, Your Honor.
You work with her?
No. That's her mother.
She personally admitted it to myself and my mother.
That she got high at work?
That she was high when she forgot to put water in the radiator. Yes, ma'am.
When the car broke down on the side of the road?
Just a second. When did the car break down?
Mid-October.
October what?
Closer towards the end of the month.
The car broke down October 20th.
Where were you working on October 20th?
I work in Taco Bueno.
Okay.
In Plano.
Did you ever tell your mother that you got high at work?
No, sir. Oh, no, ma'am. Sorry.
Did you drive their car to work on October 20th?
And that same night, I don't remember him telling me to check the radiator and put water in it. But that night, I was going to go home. He called me. He was at a hotel in McKinney. I went and picked him up that night. And he was in the car when the car broke down and when it was overheating.
Just a second. What were you doing in the hotel?
I record art, like music artists.
Did you call her and ask her to pick you up on
no,
the
Your
date?
Honor.
He is lying.
We made the agreement that day when she took the car. I told her she cannot take the car. She said she had no other way to work.
Mr.
We let
Miller,
her...
I asked you a question, sir. I believe her. I believe her, and I believe that you're lying to me, Mr. Miller.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So he asked me to come and pick him up.
That's a lie.
And that's what I did.
I told her on the way home from work, if she wanted to, she can swing by there and pick me up.
I asked you, sir. My lens doesn't lie to me.
And later today.
What does your father do for a living?
He was able.
Was able enough to go to Western Union.
Mm-hmm. He was.
He was able to go to Western Union for 300, 200, 800, and 800. That doesn't sound too disabled.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Ashley Shapaya says former roommates Alyssa and David Miller owe for the return of property left behind when she moved out. The defendants are countersuing for damages to their PT Cruiser.
Now I'm going to ask you one more time, Mr. Miller. You're a recording person. You set up for recording at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She knows the name of the hotel. Was he doing an event at the hotel?
No. It was at Motel 6 in McKinney. I know that. And it was with my friend John. He records people. He's a music producer, and he tries to make them big. So he records them. And it was him and Ryan that were there. He was supposed to stay there with them that night, and they were supposed to bring him home the next day. But he called me and asked me because he didn't want to stay there. So he asked me to come and pick him up.
That's a lie.
And that's what I did.
I told her on the way home from work, if she could, before she even left for work, I told her on the way home from work, if she wanted to, she can swing by there and pick me up.
I asked you, sir. You see, my lens doesn't lie to me.
She didn't go off her normal route to pick me up. She didn't do nothing like that.
Hey, Miller, pay attention. Did the car break down when you were in it?
Yes.
Your counterclaim's dismissed. That's all. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Pick up your property within 5 days. That's all.
How is this dismissed?
I don't even understand.
Well, these are excused. You may step out. Leave your paperwork there.
She told me herself that she was driving the car and got high at work and forgot to put water in the radiator, which resulted in it damaging our vehicle.
Lying and saying that I got high at work, and that's the reason why I didn't take care of the car. I wasn't the only one that drove the car.
We would not allow her to bring her
new best friends.
Real bad friends around our new children.
They're drug addicts and lost their children. I didn't want them around my kids.
They're jealous because I'm not there anymore.
It was the friends she brought in, really, around our kids, the drugs that were brought around our kids.
I'm not doing anything bad like I was whenever I was there.
She chose to go back to, you know, hanging out with that lifestyle.
I'm not as sick as I was. I'm not getting as many headaches.
Her coming over to me and talking to me about it, that's all I want. That's all I've ever wanted.
They never mentioned anything that they needed money for the car.
We didn't even have to go through all this. She would just come over and talk to me.
If they asked me for the money for the car, I would have done it.
She came angry.
I helped them out a lot. And, you know, I had multiple people tell me not to do it. Her brother, her mother told me not to do it.
We were best friends for 14 years, and she just completely walked out of my life for somebody else.
There's not a friendship there anymore.
It is very sad. I'm very, very sad about it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Harris versus Robinson. Step forward.
Enos Harris is suing the mother of her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Shavonda Robinson, for money her daughter stole from her and gave to Shavonda's son.
All right. Did you steal money from your mother?
Yes.
When did you start stealing money from your mother?
I don't remember the exact date.
Why did you start stealing money from your mother?
Because he started asking me for money.
Him?
Yeah.
That was your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
What was he asking you for money for?
There was different reasons. One of the reasons was for a studio.
So you gave him money?
Yeah, yes.
Where were you when you gave him the money?
In Oakland.
No, where were you? Were you in his car, in his house, in school, in your house?
I was at, I went to Sacramento one time with my dad. We went to the mall. I gave him money there. He came down here once.
Came down here once to your house?
Yeah, to Oakland.
Now, when he came down to your house, did he stay with you?
No.
Where did he stay?
I don't know where he stayed.
But he visited your house.
But he didn't really visit. He just came by once.
That's a visit?
Yeah, okay.
When he came by, where was your mother?
At the house. I was at my uncle's house.
So she was alone with the boyfriend? Yeah. Or he came to your uncle's house?
He came to my uncle's house, and me and my cousin went outside.
When he came to your uncle's house, did you give him money?
Yes.
How much money did you give him?
$300.
Where did you get this money from?
My mom's safe.
Over what period of time?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months?
Like three, I think.
How many times did you give him money?
I don't recall.
Do you know how much you gave him?
No.
Was the money in big bills or little bills?
Big.
What kind of bills? $100 bills, $20 bills, $50 bills?
Hundred.
Hundreds. All hundreds?
Yeah. Yes.
How many hundreds?
I don't remember.
Do you remember how much money she gave you?
No.
Was it a lot?
Yeah.
Was your mother's safe locked?
Yes.
How'd you get it open?
The key.
Where'd you get the key from?
Her room.
Okay. Miss Harris, this is what the lawsuit is about. Your daughter stole from you. She gave money to her boyfriend, and you want his mother to reimburse you for the money.
That's correct.
Under what theory?
Under the theory that $2,000 of $2,400, I have the exact amount, was received by Divorce's parents through Western Union. So they were aware of at least $2,000 of it.
Were you aware of $2,000?
I didn't know it was that much, but yes, I was aware.
I have the ledger.
Just a second. It came via Western Union?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Explain to me how that worked.
She had sent it to him in the mail before, and it didn't show up. So he suggested that she send it through Western Union.
Did you tell her to send it Western Union?
Yeah.
Did you tell your mother she was supposed to send you money by mail, and it didn't arrive?
Yeah. Oh,
great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You have a husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your husband went and picked up the money orders twice, according to the paperwork she has.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked up the money once. Mm-hmm. You're no better than she is. That's the same kind of being a thief.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Enos Harris says the mother of her daughter's ex-boyfriend, Shavonda Robinson, helped her son receive stolen money.
Okay. Did you send him money by regular mail?
Yes.
You just put the $100 bills in an envelope?
Yeah.
Great. Let me tell you whose negligence that is. Yours. I'm not condoning this over here. Did you go and pick up the money from Western Union?
One time.
How much?
I believe it was $400.
Was there a Western Union for $400?
No. There's one for $150. That's the one that Shavonda's name is on.
Okay.
There are two for $800 that were given to Ty. One for $200.
That's my husband.
That's your husband?
Mm-hmm.
So he went and picked up this money at Western Union?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you?
She told us she worked at McDonald's, and she was a manager.
May I just
say, a second.
Okay.
Miss Robinson,
mm-hmm.
I came out through that door as almost a blank slate,
mm-hmm.
except I was prepared to say to Miss Harris, listen, if your daughter's a thief, stole your money, and gave it to her boyfriend, you're not responsible.
Okay.
That's where I was coming from. Not when I hear that you and your husband were complicit in going and picking up hundreds of dollars from Western Union. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Did you tell your mother how old she was?
She told me she was 17.
Did you lie to him and told him you were 17?
No, I told him I was 15.
I don't care whether she's 15 or 17. She doesn't have thousands of dollars to give to you. And why would you take it anyway?
I wasn't going to say no to money. And she, like, whenever...
Why weren't you going to say no to money that you didn't earn?
Oh, no. I thought it would be better for me to get it free.
Well, I tell you, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Why would you let a 17-year-old send your son $2,000?
I didn't know it was that much. And like I said, I wasn't at
work. Well, just a second. You have a husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your husband went and picked up the money orders twice, according to the paperwork she has.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked up the money once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're no better than she is. That's the same kind of being a thief. You and your husband. Now, you claim that you lost a lot more money because your daughter put it in the mail and sent it in an envelope and it never got there. How much in receipts do you have that either Mrs. Robinson or her husband signed for at Western Union?
A total of $2,430, and that includes the Western Union fees.
I don't care about the fees.
Okay.
I want to know how much in receipts do you have that either Miss Robinson or her husband signed for?
I have this ledger, this log from Western Union.
I'd like to see it. What's your first name?
DeVores.
What's your father's name?
Ty.
What does your father do for a living?
He was just able.
Was able enough to go to Western Union?
Mm-hmm. He was.
He was able to go to Western Union for $300, $200, $800, and $800. That doesn't sound too disabled.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
This one, not the brightest bulb in the pack. And she's for sure not the brightest bulb in the pack because she stole money from her mother and gave it to him. Ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Now, how much money does your husband get from disability every month? $1,000? Let's say he cashes that check and you put it in a sugar jar to pay your rent, to pay your electric bill, gas for your car, mm-hmm. and you find out that your 16-year-old son stole your money and gave it to his friend. And he stole his money and he gave it to his friend in front of his friend's parents. How would you feel about that?
I'd be upset.
You would be angry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your husband went and picked up the money. You too. So before you pick up that kind of money from a stranger, you know, you're used to taking it from the government, but before you do it from a stranger whose teenage daughter is sending this one, who's not the brightest bulb in the pack, sending him money, and she's for sure not the brightest bulb in the pack because she stole money from her mother and gave it to him. And he thought that was okay. Thought it was okay. And don't send it by mail anymore because I don't get it. Send it by Western Union. Ridiculous. And you were complicit in that. You and your husband, who drove to Western Union. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,250. That's all.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I went to the safe. It was after Christmas, and I went to the safe, and it was all gone.
I'm a pair of money. She got to give it. I got to pay it to her.
I knew someone took it, and I called my daughter. She was out with her father at that time, but I called Cecilia and asked her about it, and she said that she hadn't been in the safe. So then I knew she took it.
He told me that she was working, and that was his girlfriend.
She just said she had a job, and she offered money, and I'm not finna owe. No, I don't want no money.
Well, I mean, I told him I had a job, but that's just because I didn't want to tell him where I got it from.
Her Facebook status said My mom thought I was stealing money from her.
It said, my mom thinks I stole money from her. That's all it said.
And I asked her, I was like, was the money that you sent me, was it stolen? And she said no, and she put that on her life. So I was like, okay. I thought I was good.
She keep texting his phone. She texted him last night.
I texted him last night, but I'm done now.
She liked him. He's a good-looking boy. She liked him, and so, but you can't buy you they do, and if they don't, kick rocks.
I came, I did what I had to do. I do apologize.
Not to do it, not to mess with him.
Don't accept money unless you earn it.